Pox did not know how to explain. Still of Gerd's fellowship? Doubt lay behind that. No. Well, in a way, it's difficult to explain. But how do you feel now? You can fight again? Yes, I feel fine. I spent the summer with the Rangers in Leonia. We saw some fighting there. You're not wearing a sword, said Kolya. No, that's true. I used a borrowed one there. I haven't the money to buy my own. But they said they'd keep my arms in Finpanir. Even if they haven't, I expect they'd give me a sword when they got over the shock.
Shock?
Well, they didn't expect me to recover like this.
Oh.
But the Duke said they gave you money.
What happened?
It's a long tale. The short end is it's gone.
Kolya nodded. When are you going back to Finpanir?
I don't know. Pox felt the uneasy restlessness she'd struggled with before Kolya came. I wanted to come here first, to see you, to thank the Duke for all his help. I thought perhaps I could do something for him, I don't know.
Kolya drained her mug. You could join the company again, if that's what you want. I know he'd take you. Or are you still set on being a paladin?
Pox shifted the mug in her hands. I have no choice, Kolya, or you could say I've already made it. She finished her ale and set the mug down. I don't want to talk about it here. Can we go?
Kolya stared at her in surprise. Pox, it's safe here. Piter's the Duke's man as much as I am. He tells no tales.
Pox stood up. I don't doubt you or him, but something... Kolya, I cannot explain this here and now, but I must not ignore these warnings.
She stepped to the door, opened it, and glanced into the passage. Nothing.
I'll go pay the reckoning.
I'll come. Kolya stood, and Pox collected her bow and pack. She slipped the bowstring off the bow again and rolled it in her pouch. Then she led the way down the passage to the common room. It was noisy and crowded there now, and it took a moment to catch the innkeeper's eye. He came to them and greeted Kolya, then asked Pox what more she needed.
Just the reckoning, said Pox. Your hospitality has been more than generous.
He looked at her, then at Kolya. There's not to pay this time.
Pox turned to Kolya, whose face was blank.
What? You can't mean that, sir. I've had a fine meal, good cider and ale, bath, a private room.
The innkeeper looked stubborn.
No, you carry the Duke's seal, one time for each of the company. I've been a soldier. I know what need is.
Pox felt herself blushing. Sir, I thank you, but another time I might have need. This time I have the means to pay.
You aren't carrying a sword. No, if you come back some day with all your gear and want to pay, that's fine. But not a copper will I take this night, and that's final.
He glared at her. Well, my thanks, then. And I hope to enjoy your brew many a cold evening.
Pox and Kolya went out into the cold, windy night. The rain had stopped, though the wind smelled wet. They said nothing for some distance, but as they turned into the market square, Pox asked,
What was that about?
What?
Not paying. Does he really give a free meal to each of the Duke's men? I wouldn't think he could make a living that way.
Pox, wait until we reach the house.
In a few minutes, they had crossed the bridge and neared Kolya's gate.
Kolya led the way up the flagged walk to the cottage and pushed open the heavy door. Inside, a fire on the hearth lit the front room dimly.